This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away.
Hello, this is Scott Wells for the MagicWordPodcast.com. And today is Sunday, the 12th of February, and I'm going to be heading to Las Vegas, and we're here in Houston, and typically I stop by Dunkin' Donuts. That's because usually I'm taking a morning flight, but now this is a little bit different. Actually, it's a lot different. Number one, I'm taking an evening flight, late evening flight. Doesn't depart till about 8:30. Number two, usually I'm on Southwest Airlines, my favorite airline. I use it as my magic carpet to take me anywhere I want to go. Within the U.S., in some foreign countries as well. But tonight I'm trying a new one, Spirit Airline. Now, as you recall, that the magician with Bill Bixby had on his license plate for his car, what was it? You got it, Spirit. So, we're trying this for the first time, and I'm not really wild about it, but I've not been on the plane yet, but just getting there, everything is just where they nickel and dime you. You know, it's a charge for this, a charge for that. Even if you use the gate agent, it's $10 for using the gate agent instead of doing something online beforehand. Every bag, every carry-on, anyhow. We'll see. It's the no-frills airline, that's for sure. So I brought my own sandwich with me to eat, brought a Subway sandwich with me for dinner, because by the time I get there, it's a three-hour flight to Las Vegas, getting about 9:42. P.M., and if that's not too redundant, I said nighttime, so obviously that's P.M., and also that the, but there's a United Club that's nearby, so near the gate, so I just went over to the United Club and had some cream of corn soup and a nice green salad and, a couple of beers, and so I'm going to have to save my sandwich, I guess, for a little bit later. Maybe a midnight snack once I get to my room, because I'm going to be staying at the Excalibur Hotel. Now, along this trip, we got lots of really great people, local magicians there in Las Vegas that I'm scheduled to visit with, and I'm really excited and thankful for the guys who had gotten back to me and said, yes, we'll make some time for you. Most of them were so busy, it's like I can carve out an hour, you know, this day or that day, and so everything's kind of been put together, and it's going to be stitched together so that it'll be the Chronicles of Las Vegas from the podcast. So I think you guys will enjoy the ride. But I thought you might just like to feel as if it's you're going along with me, because again, I'm just hanging out in the United Club right now, awaiting my flight around the corner at the gate. It'll depart here in about another hour and a half. So I got a little bit of time, so maybe I'll have another beer before I go. You know, it's not Martini Thursday, so I'm going to save that until later. Although, you know, I think I might just go get a scotch. What do you think about that? All right, until we get over to Las Vegas, this is Scotty out.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
All right, well, I arrived in Vegas with no problem whatsoever. Actually, we arrived quite a bit early, about a half hour early, which was great in a good one way. The other way was that the gate was not ready for us, so we had to wait about another 20 minutes for the gate to open. So, got there, and then I got in the shuttle bus over to the rental car center and got my car, and they didn't have the size vehicle that I wanted, so I ended up with a big Mercedes van. This thing is huge. I wish you guys were with me. I kind of feel like you are carrying you along with me. Hope you enjoy the little trip. I've got like three rows of seats here, and this thing is like a little mini Mercedes bus or something of some sort. So, finally got checked into the Excalibur. There was a long line of people waiting to get in, like at 11:30 that night. And then first thing here this morning, because today is Monday, my first appointment was with Stan Allen. So I got a chance then to visit with him. Great conversation, which you will hear or may have heard by the time that this airs. I'm not sure when. But of course, before I did that, the Excalibur has a Krispy Kreme that makes their own
donuts right there while you watch and wait. And so I had to stop by and get those first. This trip, in a way, kind of is reminiscent, reminds me of the trip I came to Las Vegas with my older son, Sean Wells, when he turned 21. And Kathy, my wife, said, I think that's a father-son trip. So the two of us came out here. We stayed at the Excalibur, and Stan had helped took us up with a bunch of magic shows, and we saw two or three shows every day and evening. It was just a lot of fun. And, you know, since he was 21, we could drink martinis, have a cigar together. So it was a lot of fun. So anyhow, in memory of that great time that we had, I stopped by and got Krispy Kreme here this morning. And, of course, guess where we are? We're in Vegas. So what does that mean, fans? Those of you who follow me and know me, I am now at, you guessed it, the In-N-Out Burger. So I'm here in the car, in this big bus, I guess, basically, and about to go in and have an In-N-Out. But before I did that, I made a few calls just to line up a few more appointments with some folks. So there are some things fun in the works. I stopped over first before I came here to go by what used to be Denny and Lee's Magic Shop that John McClanahan recently purchased and from Denny. And John wasn't there, so if at some point later I might be able to get together with him during this week, that we might get a chance to chat about how that whole thing came about. And then we I gave a call to Gary Darwin to confirm a time to visit with him, since he'd been around Vegas for 50 years and can talk about magic as it's evolved over the years. And Fielding West confirming an appointment with him later this afternoon, and saying that Matt Frankel's agency, they want to get back with me to set up an appointment. And I've got some other things scheduled. But after lunch here, I'm going to go meet with Bob Kohler to talk with him about a variety of things. You know, he's got some excellent coin sets and things that he makes, plus trade shows he's performed and everything, so I think we'll have a great conversation. So, anyhow, hope you're enjoying this. I wish you can enjoy the burger with me. I'll have to take a picture and post that also. Oh boy, I love food, and I do like it here. Oh, and speaking of food, that maybe you had heard or seen on Facebook, Gary Plants, who's a friend of mine, and he was working a cruise ship over in Australia, and the Silver Seas, I believe it was, and long story short, he broke his wrist, and is going to be having to come back to the United States, but he can't travel for a few weeks, so he's having to stay over in Australia. But when we were out here for Magic Live some time ago, he and his wife Debbie took me over to a restaurant, and I wasn't sure what it was, the name of it, because I remembered it as being really good, and I texted him through Messenger on Facebook, and he got back to me. It's called the Black Bear Restaurant. So as I recall, I thought they had some pretty good biscuits and gravy. So I'm going to have to go over and have breakfast there in the morning before I go and meet Marie Sawchuk. I think I'm going to have some coffee with him, and then later with lunch with Gary Darwin. Anyhow, fantastic week. A lot of fun. Things going on. Hope you're enjoying the ride. And for now, this is Scotty out. All right, well, here we are. We have just finished talking over at Bob Kohler's place and had an interesting conversation and talked about some of his products that have been extremely limited and some other things that he's been involved doing with some video projects with Scott Alexander, and kind of how he's moving into semi-retirement. It's kind of interesting about the stuff that he's been involved with, and talk a lot about Bob Fitch and some of the work that the two of those guys have done together. And so now I'm back in the car, and I am heading over to Fielding West's home and going to be doing a little chat with him shortly to find out what all he's been involved with. I've had some conversations with him in the past, and I've had a lot of listeners who have said that the few snippets that I've pulled away from him when we've been at magic conventions have just been gold. They've gotten a lot of really good ideas from him, and things they would, some stories where he talked about the Rat Pack and some other guys he's known or worked with, etc. So hopefully we'll be getting some more of those stories, and also some more advice and everything as well. So looking forward to that. So anyhow, I've got the air conditioning on. It's a little bit warm here in Las Vegas, but then I expect for it to be. And I say warm. Oh goodness. I guess by comparison to right now, while there's 2 feet of snow out in the East Coast, here where it's 69 degrees, this is considered balmy. For me, I think it's very nice, as opposed to the 85 degrees we had down in Houston here. here whenever I left. So here it is, February the 13th. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and I've got some people lined up over the next several days. Just confirmed a couple more people today that we'll be talking with here, and you'll hear more about that as we continue our journey on these Las Vegas Chronicles. So for the next few minutes, until you just hear me give another update, this is Scotty out. Well, good morning and happy Valentine's Day. I'm spending it here with you instead of at home with my lovely bride of 40, almost 3 years or so. Anyhow, hey, last night, a lot of fun. had a great conversation with Fielding West, and afterwards that led over to dinner at a great Italian place, kind of a little hole-in-the-wall place. It's been there for a long time, apparently. He told me that Frank Sinatra even used to sing there. I mean, it had a little stage and everything, and it was really cool. It had some great lasagna, some good wine. And, of course, while we were having our conversation, we had some martinis, and one thing led to another, and that, I should say, the conversations led one into the other quite nicely, and I know you guys are going to enjoy that conversation that we had. I wish there were other things that I could have recorded that he said, no, let's not put that on the record, basically. So now you hear, this morning, here on the Tuesday the 14th, I had just gotten up, did a few more preparations for making, getting ready for the meetings today, and Gary Plants and his wife Debbie had taken me at one time when we were Magic Live over to a place called Black Bear Diner, and it's kind of a rustic place. It reminds me of some of the places I've dined out, like near South Lake Tahoe. And anyhow, very cool. So I came here just for some biscuits and gravy, a couple eggs over easy, and some bacon very crisp. So as I got in, found out that the guy said, well, this is our last day. I said, well, where are you going? He said, no, not me. He said, the restaurant apparently is going to be closed for renovation, and I don't know when they're going to be opening next, but hopefully by Magic Live time, come in August, I'll come back, and my wife will be with me then, so Kathy and can go with me, and we'll go over and try their, I guess, the same location, just the renovated new building. So now I'm on my way over to visit with Murray Sawchuk. Now, you've heard a lot from Murray in the past, so I don't plan on recording him again. He's usually someone that I talk to around the Christmas holiday to kind of get updates on what's happening in Las Vegas and in the social media and everything. He's had some a lot of good input and some things that he's talked about, and so rather than having another hour podcast just devoted to him, I thought best you can kind of go back and listen to another one in the archives over there. And then later today, head over to Gary Darwin's, and I'm sure that's going to be, well, because he has a 3 o'clock doctor's appointment, that's going to be shorter than it probably could have otherwise been. It's always great to talk with Gary. He's got a lot of stories, particularly about Las Vegas, and he's been around for 50 years here. And I've seen a lot of people come and go, mostly go, I guess. So anyhow, he is my guest later this afternoon, and then I head over to see Nathan Burton's show and talk to him afterwards, and then downtown to Mike Hammer's show, and so a lot of stuff kind of getting squeezed into this afternoon. This morning is kind of light and refreshing. Again, just going over to Maurice to have a cup of coffee and chat with a friend for a while, and then on to a very busy and packed rest of the day and night, because I suspect it's going to be going at least until midnight, kind of like last night did with Fielding and the martinis. Anyhow, so that's kind of an update on what's happening here on Valentine's Day. I hope you guys are having a good time as well, and by the time you hear this, I hope you had a good time and that you did something wonderful and memorable that was good. So that's enough for me then right now, and I'm just in the car, and I told you, this huge car. My gosh, I feel like like Stan Allen said, I should probably be renting out this thing and be an Uber driver, but I just don't have the time. So I'll talk to you on a little bit later on the other side. This is Scotty out. All right, well, we just finished talking with Murray Sawchuk, visiting at his home. As I said, talk with him. We didn't discuss anything that was recorded because, again, we've talked together about other things, and so this was just some chit-chat, which is a lot of what my podcast is about anyhow, and perhaps you may have enjoyed it, but I thought, well, you've heard Murray a couple times. So I mentioned that earlier, that if you want to hear him, you need to go back and listen. But I made a little video also that he gave us a tour of his home and showing us some of his artifacts that he has. Jack Codell's original performance outfit, his tuxedo, which is, happens to be a 42 long that fits Murray completely and perfectly. But anyhow, so from here, I'm on my way over to visit with Gary Darwin and his museum, and that just about 10 minutes away from that experience. And look forward to talking with him because he's got just a ton of things to talk about, I am sure, having to do with magic and magicians over the years, because he's been here for about the longest time as a magician. So, as I understand it, that due to diabetes, he's in a wheelchair. Of course, he's lost one of his feet and his toes on the other foot, and is not in overall good health. But I don't know that you will be able. We wouldn't detect that in his voice. From what I've talked with him, he's always upbeat and positive, and has a lot to talk about. And I think that you'll enjoy it too. So that'll be something posted sometime soon. So anyhow, just trying to cool off this big vehicle. I've got the AC on in the background, so and a little bit of music as well. So I hope that you can hear me over the sound of the air conditioner, trying to keep us a little bit cooler here. So until a little bit later, we're heading down the, where are we? We're on Sahara. No, we're on Durango Drive. There we are, heading towards Sahara Road. And then we will end up over at his place. So, anyhow, until later, this is Scotty L. All right, well, we just finished seeing Nathan Burton's evening show, or late afternoon show. It was a lot of fun, very high energy, a lot of illusions, done in very fast paced. He came out in the audience, had a lot of interaction, and it's about a 500-seat theater, I guess, and I would say that for the afternoon show was nearly full. I'd probably say 80% at least full house, and a lot of fun, and family-friendly show that I would recommend for the afternoon, and had a nice chat with him afterwards. Since it is Valentine's Day, he was kind of in a hurry, so we really didn't have a lot of chance to chit-chat. I felt like that was having an interview with him, you know, rather than actually a conversation. So once you hear that, I apologize a little bit that it might sound a little stilted, but again, I think he had a place to go and things to do, and it wasn't, you know, even he was gracious, very gracious, in giving me time to talk with him and chat about the show and being in Vegas and working on America's Got Talent and answering some of the questions that I know you guys would like to hear the answers about whether you should be on America's Got Talent and working in Vegas, et cetera, et cetera. So this is very good. Well, now I'm in the car and I'm heading down Las Vegas Boulevard, just past the Stratosphere, and heading to downtown to near Fremont Street and going to the Four Queens, where we'll be seeing Mike Hammer's show. And that's a 7 o'clock show, and it's right now about 6:19. Then I should be getting there shortly. It's, I think, an ETA, just of about another 6 or 8 minutes. So I've got time then to valet it and get into his show by 7. I'm anxious to see his show, because just as when I was talking with Gary Darwin about this, he said, yeah, it's really a Don Rickles kind of a show, and that was what Mike was telling me as well. So I've not had a chance to meet with Mike, but when I spoke with him on the phone, gosh, he seems like the most engaging guy. And one of my good buddies up in Dallas, David McGee, is the one who had put me in touch with Mike and said, man, you definitely got to be talking to this guy. So I'm thankful to David. So just reach out, and a shout out then to you, David. Thanks very much for helping to set that up. And I also had heard this afternoon from Matt Franco's agent, and so I'm going to be going to see his show on Thursday night instead of going to the Wonderground. I was planning on going to the Wonderground, but I'm going to go see Matt's show at the Link, and then afterwards go in the dressing room and we'll hang out and chat for about the show. So I am anxious to do that. Hopefully he doesn't have another thing and try to cut us short. But right now, as we're going down the strip, we're in the area of the wedding chapels, and there are a ton of them over here. My gosh, I think this was about the 19th one I've gone by. There's a big stretch limo of somebody going in. And anyhow, enough of that. We're soon going to be going by where they film Pawn Stars. And that was, you know, Murray Sawchuk has been on there several times. So anyhow, nice and relaxing, having a great time. Weather-wise, it's about 66 degrees here, low humidity. You can see why people would want to move and live here. But it's as hard to make a living. Just as talking with Nathan Burton, he said, you got to work hard. It's not something that just comes easy, and it's a struggle every day to try to put some more butts in the seats, you know, basically. So I can appreciate how much work that these guys put into their show, and literally some blood, sweat, and tears when they cut themselves backstage, you know, or pushing around illusions and whatever they're doing, then try to help ticket sales, et cetera, et cetera. So anyhow, we're on our way. Over here going to the show... at Mike Hammer's show at the Four Queens. So, we'll talk to you on the other side of that. This is Scotty out. Well, I've finished the show with Mike Hammer and my chat with him also. We had a wonderful chat. I did enjoy his show. It was a lot of fun, something completely different from other types of shows. He's developed his own character over the years, and we talk about that in our podcast. But basically, over the years that he has, again, developed this kind of, if you will, caustic kind of persona. And so he talks about that on the podcast. But and I say caustic, it's really interesting because it is Don Rickles kind of a thing. For those of you younger people who didn't know who Don Rickles was, you need probably to go back and to watch some of those videos, I'm sure, that are on YouTube to find out about him. But basically kind of making fun of people. But the way that Mike does it is in a humorous way. He's got a good way of doing it, so there's like a glint in his eye that it's like, hey, it's all in good fun. We're just kind of poking fun. We're having fun with each other and not really putting you down, so he doesn't create enemies or people who want to fight him after the show's over. So we had a very nice chat, and enjoyed the show, and while we were there, it was kind of cool too that Simone Marone was there with Suzanne, the magician, and so he introduced us while we were there on the show, and of course Suzanne had been on Penn and Teller Fool Us at the same time that Mike Hammer had been on the show. Mike didn't fool them, but Suzanne did, which I think was kind of cool. And so we got a chat afterwards. And this is interesting too, that there was there was a real celebrity who was in the audience. I say real. Suzanne and Simone certainly are celebrities. This other guy was from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and he played the hitchhiker in that old original movie. And so he was from Houston. We got to chatting and talking about various things. And there was another guy who was with him who was an author. And these guys, being from Texas, like magic and knew me from the TAOM. And it's like, wow, small world. And I was telling him about how that I'd been over to Trixie's house, Trixie Bond. And she's got a place in Burnett, Texas on the lake. And it was near where they filmed Texas Chainsaw Massacre, back by this railroad track. And so we had some things to talk about. So it was all kind of interesting and surreal in a different way. I didn't see that particular thing coming. So anyhow, good show, and I just got back in the room, so now I'm going to be able to relax for just a little bit, and then do it all again tomorrow morning, have a little breakfast someplace, and then go and talk with Gino Minari about his new magic shop that he's got here in town. And I say new magic shop, he's had a magic shop for a long time. Anyhow, we'll be talking with Gino, and then we've got some other folks lined up for the rest of the day. So it should be a very, very fun fun day. So I do need to get just at least a few hours sleep over here. And so I'm going to bid you guys good night, and I'll see you then tomorrow morning. So for now, this is Scotty out. Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. All right, well, here this morning, we had breakfast over at a different place called Mr. Mama's. I had been there a few times before. Absolutely wonderful breakfast. They're known for their breakfast burritos. I didn't have that. I had my usual, I say usual, this time I had some bacon, eggs, and some biscuits and gravy. So anyhow, had a full breakfast. Again, I'm glad I did, because I haven't had lunch today. Doesn't look like I'm going to. I didn't have anything to eat yesterday until after I had a big breakfast, until I had one of those granola bars with Mike Hammer last night. So anyhow, I had a good breakfast, and then after that went over to visit with Gino Minari at Houdini's Magic Shop here in town, and it is fantastic. The guy has his own printing company, makes prints of a lot of books, not just for magicians, but a lot of other people as well, and different kinds of printing processes. He even has, of course, it makes a lot of their own products, and they market all over the world. He's got several magic shops, and they're all successful because they are in areas where there are high concentrations of visitors, or should I say tourists. Certainly like that there are, let's say, in Disneyland. He's got one there in Disneyland. He's got some here in Las Vegas, of course, then as well. So there are a lot of shops that he's got around where he sells a lot of his things, very, very well made. And then he's even got a radio station inside his place. And so he took me through that and other kinds of things that he's working on. And the guy is just nonstop. Leviathan of magic, it seems like. So I had a great time and a great visit with him this morning. Came back here to my room, had to do a couple of updates because of the Thursday podcast that I was uploading here this week of David Hira, and just doing a few tweaks to that podcast, to the blog. I always encourage people that when you're listening to this, you're probably listening either on iTunes or Tuned In or Stitcher or something, and you may not necessarily be aware of all the content that is additional content that's available over on the website at themagicwordpodcast.com, and that's where you can go to pick up additional links, ideas, enter contests, etc., etc. So anyhow, with all that, I would say it's important that you go and take a look at the blog. And so I was just updating that, and now I'm back in the car, and we are heading over to the warehouse for Jarrett and Raja, who are the two guys who've got a show opening in late March over at Hooters, I believe, is where it's going to be. This was at the suggestion that I talked with them of Robin Leach. Robin said that these are a couple guys that I like, and you need to visit with them, and so here we go. I'm off to their warehouse to kind of see what they're building and what they're planning. And I haven't visited a warehouse quite like this. I've seen on television, seen Chris Angel's warehouse and stuff that he does, so kind of interested and excited about getting to see this. Tomorrow morning, we're going to go to the warehouse, building warehouse for Bill Smith, for the stuff that he builds over there then too. So anyhow, lots of stuff, lots of exciting stuff still happening then today. And after I'm finished visiting with Jarrett and Raja, then I'm off to the home of Robin Leach. My stalls are the rich and famous. Anyhow, I gotta go. Oh, I see a billboard over there for Mind Freak. I just came through the Luxor on their drive. Anyhow, gotta go, gotta drive, keep my eye on the road, keep your eye on the ball. Until the next time, Scotty out. Well, we just wrapped up with Jarrett and Raja and had a most delightful discussion, and I'm glad that they were able to make a little bit of time for me, and it was just the most fun, and our hour went by like in 5 minutes, it seems like, and talking about their experience working on Shark Tank and leading up to that, and of course getting their show that they've got now, and they're going to be opening in March 24th over at Hooters Casino, and it's going to be a dinner show, so you can get wings and burgers and fries, I guess, as part of the dinner show. So anyhow, a lot of stuff that they've got planned, and it was a fun time. So I've got just a few moments in between then them and getting over to Robin Leach's home, and I'm going to run by the Excalibur, where I'm staying, Excalibur Hotel and Casino, and do a little bit of editing over here, and then I will take off. And then, gosh, I'm not sure what all I've got tonight. I should probably be writing some of this down, make sure I don't forget anything. It's been a very busy week, as you can tell, and more stuff ahead of me as well. So until later, this is Scotty out. Well, my appointment with Robin Leach was to be at 4:45 to go through the gate in his gated community here, and then to speak at 5 o'clock. So got here a little bit early, just went by Starbucks, get a cup of coffee, and then came on to the gate, and they don't have my name at the west gate over here. So I've been trying to get hold of him for the last 10 minutes, and I'm just kind of cooling my heels to find out what's up and where he is. I do have an email that just says, it's on my calendar, see you on Wednesday. And so here we are, and I'm sure that he is a very busy man, and that's why he only had this time carved out for me between 5 and 6. And so We'll see. I'm, again, kind of waiting by the security guard gate and awaiting a callback, email, text, or something to happen. But when the guard called over to the house, apparently that the housemaid was saying she wasn't aware of me coming over and he wasn't there right now. So he must be running late from another appointment, I suspect. So we'll find out what's happening and report back. When you next hear from me, it'll be one way or the other. We'll see. Scotty out. Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. All right, well, that went well, actually. Here's a follow-up. So I was waiting for him to arrive, call me back. I'd left the voice messages, sent a text, an email, and everything. And apparently he was home. There was no issue, no problem. It's just the person at the gate couldn't find me, or they didn't know what they were doing. He was very frustrated that they didn't respond to him, and he's had some issues, he said. Plus, it's been a very busy day, and he's got a lot of stuff to do, and so that was kind of cutting into our time, but he was gracious enough to postpone his other meeting until a half hour later. Again, we were supposed to go from 5 to 6. We went till 6:30, as it happened. And what he said was, where he was going to be going next, is that there's going to be a restaurant that he had to go do a tasting for 26 different types of whiskeys. And I said, what kind of deal is this? And he said, well, they're trying to decide which of the whiskeys that they are going to serve on the menu, apparently. And it's a, so is this like single malts? And he said, no, this is just going to be a, they're Japanese whiskeys. So that's the idea. So anyhow, we had a good time, good chat, talked a lot about magic, and he is a big, okay, thank you. You're giving me directions over here, where to go. It's a woman's voice. I have women tell me where to go all the time. And I don't have to, I can stay home and get that. Anyhow, the idea was that he's a big magic fan, and he loves Bill Malone, number one magician. That's who he loves. He loves close-up magic best, and he has, when he has private parties that he's celebrating certain things like his birthday or whatever else, he always hires a magician. And so he, as I said, is a big magic fan and thinks that magic should be elevated to a much higher level on the ladder than the bottom rung where it seems that it is, that people don't appreciate how really hard, how difficult it is, and how much fun that it really is. So anyhow, he doesn't know magic, doesn't do magic, but he knows magicians, and he knows what he likes, and he does like magic. So anyhow, all went well, had a great time, got to visit with him, so now I'm heading over to Fielding West's house just to have a martini late night, I say late night, 7 o'clock here, 9 o'clock back in Houston time, and then have a little dinner or something, perhaps. So I will let you know what's coming up later, so it's been kind of cool. So, for now, this is Scotty out. Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Well, good morning. It's Thursday, the 16th of February, and it's very early in the morning. I've got an early morning appointment here with Bill Smith, and oh, how I hope that you guys appreciate the work that's going into all this. It's been fun, exhilarating, and enlightening for me. I've been learning a lot from all the guys I've been talking with so far, and I know there'll be even more. Had a couple things that fell out today. Steve Daly apparently came down with the flu, so he can't really talk. Let's see who else. I think there was somebody else that I was supposed to get together with, and something came up, but trying to make sure I fill the days with more enlightening and engaging conversations, and I think it's going to be fun. You guys are going to enjoy the fellas that I'm going to be talking with today, and then tomorrow morning I'll be heading back to Houston. Go over to have breakfast. Fielding West said he'd fix me some breakfast and head out to the airport, and I'm out of here. So anyhow, bright crisp morning here in Las Vegas, getting ready to fire up my huge minivan, Mercedes minivan, and head over to Bill Smith's place. And apparently it was just right around the corner from where Gino Minari's place is. And aside from that, he said also right here behind where Gino is Chris Angel's warehouse, and David Copperfield's around the corner. And apparently it's kind of like a magic corridor right in there. Okay, I'm in the car and get things started up, get going again here this morning. Again, hope you guys enjoy it. It's been fun. It is fun. I'll talk to you later. Scotty out. Well, I'm awake and everything is going a lot better over here than right now. We just finished our conversation with Bill Smith over at Magic Ventures, and it was a very good conversation. Gave me kind of a walkthrough of his warehouse and construction with his employees and everything, and then we talk a lot about his work as a builder and moving out here to Vegas from Los Angeles, and other people who are really not competing with him, but other kinds of builders who are out here then as well. So and talked about the importance of rights and ethics a little bit, got into that. About you know, who owns the rights, etc. So had a nice little conversation. Well, in the meantime, because that some of my day, as I said, had kind of fallen apart, I talked with Richard Faverty, who is the photographer for Beckett Studios, the one who does a lot of the professionals' photos. And so I thought it'd be kind of interesting to hear his perspective. Well, apparently he's around the corner here as well. I mean, this is just like a little mecca of magic people. As I said earlier, that around the corner from Bill's place is Chris Angel's warehouse, and then also Penn & Teller's, and David Copperfield, and then on Dean Martin Avenue out here is Gino Minari's place, the Houdini's. Anyhow, a lot of stuff all happening. And this is kind of cool. I got an imp for my shoulder. This was a little thing that you've seen the classic pictures with Thurston and Dante and some of the others with the little imps on their shoulder kind of a thing. Well, apparently that someone, Owens had made this, or someone had made a bunch of these things, and he used to sell them, and he said, I got a few of them left, and he gave me a little imp. So I'll have to take a picture and post this also. So I've got a little imp for my shoulder, little devil kind of a thing. Very cute, very, very cute. All right, that's it for right now. I'm going to head back. I got just about an hour here, so I think I'll go get coffee and a donut. Yeah, baby. Get a Krispy Kreme and a Starbucks, and I'll be good to go for a while, because about an hour from now, I'm going to meet with Richard Faverty, and we will see what he has to say. This has been a lot of fun and a good ride, so I'll talk to you guys a little later. Scotty out. Well, we had the most delightful conversation with Richard Faverty. I had met Richard once, and that really was only in passing at the Magic Live convention, where he had his studio set up and was snapping some professional promo photos for some of the magicians. And I had gone in there for to talk with Mark Kornhauser about something. Anyhow, so we really didn't know each other. However, that we've gotten to be very good friends as a result of this podcast. So I thank you, listeners, for kind of allowing me to make new friends so I can introduce them to you. And so I have a new friend, and he will soon be yours as well. Very interesting guy, and I thought it'd be good to have a perspective of someone who has shot thousands of magicians, he says. That, and I believe that. That is amazing. And the kinds of photos he has are just incredible, and his studio here has examples of a lot of the photos and everything where he had that, so you can see examples and samples of his many shots. Okay, so we're finished with that. Now, on to better things. Can't be better than talking with people you like and people who can give you good advice. And but let me just say, as a follow-up, not better than that, but as a follow-up, what do we do? Oh yes, lunchtime, isn't it? Okay, then that means let's go to In-N-Out Burger again. So that's what we did. I just had a double cheeseburger and their usual fries and a Dr. Pepper with squeeze of two lemon wedges. Always really good. I know that my buddies Steve Chesedey and Michael Trix like to go here, and so I'm thinking of you guys every time I go to In-N-Out, as well as my wife Kathy. Of course, she loves it as well, and so hope you guys like it. You know, it's kind of interesting too that Colin McLeod had listened to the podcast, and he said, I've never been to an In-N-Out, but you've kind of convinced me I need to go and give that a try. It's kind of like with Southwest Airlines and also Three Olives Vodka. I ought to be sponsored by some of these things that I use a lot, and Starbucks, you know. you know, and Dunkin' Donuts. Okay. Let's add In-N-Out Burger to my my sponsors. I should contact them and get national sponsors for the podcast. That'd be great. So anyhow, where am I off to? Just finished lunch. Heading to the Gambler's Warehouse. It's about that time to go over there and check out things, and you know, where they have dice and cards and all kinds of knickknacks for the gambler and magician, of course. So I'm going to go check that out. I've got a couple things I'm looking for. And then I get back in time to run over to the Orleans to talk with Timo Frank, Timo Mark, pardon me, from Germany, who's here in town. We've been trying to get together, and he's had he kind of had the flu earlier this week, and he's over it, so, but he had to postpone some of his meetings until he got better, and as a result, that time has been pretty tight, and it's going to be tight for me again here tonight, because afterwards I got to run over to see Matt Franco's show and then visit with him afterwards. Now, again, I had mentioned this is tonight is going to be each the third week of each month is when they have the Wonderground, and I'm anxious to go and visit the Wonderground. People are telling me that I do need to go, and I'm going to try to afterwards. They say that they're there till 11 o'clock, so I would imagine that by the time that Matt is finished with the show and signs autographs and cools off a little bit, and we go back in the dressing room and talk for about an hour, I'm guessing that's going to be 10 o'clock-ish by the time that I'm wrapped with that, and then head over to the Wonderground, so I'll probably be there about the time that people are leaving, which I understand. They usually go out, some of them, to get together and go out someplace at midnight, so we'll see what happens with that. I'm just here for the beer. Here for the beer. No, I'm here for the podcast interview. I don't like to use the word interview. I like the word chat. Curiosity conversations, and that's what we're doing here on The Magic Word, is trying to get to know friends even a little bit better, a little bit deeper, find out more about them, what makes them tick, and let you guys come along for the ride. So that's what this is all about. All right, well, we are in the car. We are heading out. We're going to the Gambler's Warehouse, and I'll see you on the other side. This is Scotty out. Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Alrighty, well, the show is over. That is the Matt Franco show, and I got a chance to see the show and also to talk with him afterwards. I'd forgotten whether I told you that we had a good conversation there with Marco Timo. I believe, yes, I did. But this now just a little update on what happened with talking with Matt. And it was a full house. It's about a 500, well, it is a 500 seat theater. Completely remodeled, brand new, and built to look like just for him. And what I liked about it was the cleanness, the clean look. Very Spartan as far as the props. There was nothing extraneous on the stage. This was a show that was pretty much devoid of illusions except for one major one. And I'm talking about illusions being larger things. But, I mean, he did a manipulation act and doing some close-up with large IMAGs monitors and overhead cameras and that kind of a thing. But it was really just all about Matt. I mean, people come to see Matt Franco because they've seen him on America's Got Talent, and he does some of the bits from there also that are very good. Now, his show is called Reinventing Magic Nightly, and I understand the theme of that when it all comes together at the end. And it certainly makes sense. And it's kind of one of the things that was, again, one of the hits from the America's Got Talent program. And I would say it was like a variation on Sam the Bellhop kind of a trick, basically, with a card trick. But basically kind of recounting everything that had happened in the context of the show. It all came together perfectly. Very well done. Nice personality. Nice young guy. I've never had a chance to chat with Matt, talk with him. We haven't shaken hands even. We knew each other but hadn't ever really spoken, and we had a very nice conversation and talked a lot about, you know, how he developed his character. We talked obviously a lot about America's Got Talent and what he was doing, what his goals were just for getting on the show, which had to do with very low goals, I guess he said, because he was just thinking about trying to get some good footage that he could use for the college circuit. And one, he kept going further and further along, and one thing led to another. Well, anyhow,
You need to listen to the podcast. But so it's over, and it's about 10:30, and I'm now heading over to, I believe it's called the Olive, and that's where the Wonderground has taken place. And I say taken place because it's all should be over by now, but I understand Misty Knight had told me that they usually hang around to about 11 o'clock and then might go out for breakfast or something. So I'm going to go over and see who's hanging out, see who's still there, maybe chat up a few people, and then go back to the room, get a few more hours of sleep, and then get my stuff packed, and then go have breakfast at Fielding West Place. So, anyhow, that's kind of what's happening right now. Continuing to drive on out to the Wonderground. So, for now, this is Scotty out. Well, good morning, Scott Wells here, and this is the last day. Actually, yesterday was the last day, full day. Today's the day I'm heading home. Just checked out of the hotel, got in the car, heading over to breakfast with... I'm going to turn right on Franco Court. Yeah, it's kind of funny. I'm going to Fielding West's house for breakfast. He lives on Franco Court. I just saw Matt Franco last night, and they're good friends. It's kind of... kind of ironic. So going to have a little something to eat, and then going to go return my car and load up and be on my way, winging my way back to Houston after a fabulous week in marvelous Sin City, Las Vegas. I'll talk to you guys here shortly after breakfast. This is Scotty out. Well, it's almost a wrap. I am now at the airport in Las Vegas, which after I checked in my car was just a short shuttle bus away. Problem is there are two shuttle buses. You know, I had to get on one when I dropped off a rental car. They would shuttle me across the street to the shuttle center, and that shuttle bus center took me to the airport. And again, repeating the process that I had whenever I had first come out here. So I anticipated a little bit of extra time and left Fielding's a little bit early. So he had a wonderful breakfast, and conversation was even better. You know, he was a short order cook, apparently, in school. So he was glad to fix some eggs and bacon, knew exactly how I wanted them, how to make them. And the secret to eggs over easy, after you put the eggs in there. My wife Kathy's been doing this for years, and I was going to tell him how to do it, and he said, that's the way I do it anyhow. Basically, again, put the eggs in there, you let it start to get a little bit of white, and then when the pan is hot, you put just a little bit of water in there, and so it starts to boil, basically, and then put a cover on, so it kind of poaches the egg. Basically, the whites will end up being cooked, and then the yellow yolk is just right. He made them well, made them good, and then he also had some honey butter, which you put on the English muffins, which was tasty, and the bacon, the way I like it, very crisp. Well, there's kind of a review of the Cafe West. Fielding West, and so had a nice breakfast, as I said, even more enjoyable conversation. And by the way, as an aside, I just want to mention something just for you guys to keep in your thoughts and prayers, that his wife Janice is going through some health issues right now, and whatever it is, that think about her and hope it all comes out well. And so I'll just leave it at that. So I'm again at the airport, all checked in, got bags in, and after I got the stuff put in my bags that that I picked up while I was here, I came in exactly at the perfect weight. On Spirit Airlines, they allow you 40 pounds before you start to go over, and I was right at 40.0. So how more perfect could you be? So that was all good, and so now I'm waiting at the gate. We're going to be loading up here within the hour, and I'll be winging my way back to Houston, and I'll let you know once I've touched down to give a final report. But overall, quite a satisfying week from start to finish, and the podcast that you guys are going to be hearing, or perhaps have heard, depending upon when you hear this little thing, will be just, it's fantastic. I don't know what to say. It's and everybody has given me so much of their time and thoughts, and it's been a learning experience for me, and the week has been so full and so fast, and I've enjoyed it all. So thanks to all my friends, and thanks to all you listeners, and for now, Scotty out. Viva!
All right, well, Scotty here, and we're back in Houston. I thought I would just kind of give an epilogue and let you know that everything is safe and well back here on the home front. And again, I've arrived, got in the airport, got my bag picked up, and all my goodies that I accumulated while I was there in Vegas. But the memories are things that will last a lifetime, and the podcasts that I'm putting together will last even longer because it'll be out there in cyberspace. And hopefully you guys, well, not hopefully, I know you guys are going to enjoy them all. They're so diverse, and not just with the people, but also the stuff they have to talk about and ideas they share and whatnot. It is just wonderful. And so I had a great time. Everything all went well and from start to finish, and I want to, again, and give a big thank you to all of the guys who had helped in putting this together. Starting out with Stan Allen when he was giving me a contacts for my list of people to line up all the podcast interviews. Again, interviews, there I go. I mean chats and discussions. And to all the guys that gave me their time and also free tickets to come and see their shows. And they were wonderful. They were all great. And a little bit of something for everybody. A lot of fun. And I know you guys are going to love the chats and the podcast. And I don't think there's much more to say other than thank you and viva Las Vegas.
Viva, viva
this is Scotty
Las L. Vegas!